Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Twitter is sending out subpoenas to Elon Musk's financial partners as part of its suit against Musk for backing out of the $44 billion deal to acquire the company. Twitter was granted a fast-track five-day trial set to begin October 17th. Musk's team had sought to put off the trial until early next year, but Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick, the head judge of Delaware's Court of Chancery, said delay threatens irreparable harm. The longer the delay, the greater the risk. Musk maintains Twitter failed to provide enough information about bots on the platform, and the company breached obligations by firing managers and laying off workers. Bloomberg reports Pearson, the textbook publisher, has plans to sell digital textbooks as NFTs. CEO Andy Bird says, "In the analog world, a Pearson textbook was resold up to 7 times, and we would only participate in the first sale." Adding, "Blockchain and NFTs allow us to participate in every sale of that particular item as it goes through its life." Last year, Pearson launched the Pearson Plus app, which gives students access to 1,500 titles for $14.99 a month. The New York State Department of Financial Services issued a $30 million fine against Robinhood's crypto division for violations of New York's anti-money laundering and cybersecurity regulations. This is the first crypto-focused enforcement action by the regulator. The Financial Services Department said after a supervisory examination, there were significant deficiencies in Robinhood's compliance programs. The regulator added Robinhood failed consumer protection requirements by not maintaining a public phone number specifically for consumer complaints. AppleCare theft and loss coverage is now available in France, Italy, and Spain, where previously only accidental damage coverage was an option. Claims remain limited to 2 per year, and AppleCare Plus costs depend on the phone version. Theft and loss prices range from approximately 8 to 15 euros a month. Semicron, a German manufacturer of semiconductors for electric vehicles and industrial automation systems, has confirmed the partial encryption of IT systems and files likely due to ransomware. Semicron, based in Nuremberg, claims to power 35% of wind turbines globally and has not said whether there was a ransom demand or who was behind the attack. The company has not said how many customers or employees are impacted. Jalopnik notes Chevy has started offering some Bolt electric vehicle owners rebates of up to $6,000 as a goodwill reimbursement for purchasing one before they were significantly lowered in price. The catch is agreeing to accept the rebate comes with a clause agreeing to never sue the company for any present or future issues with a battery or vehicle, including barring participation in any class action suits regarding the Bolt. Nintendo's earnings report show Nintendo Switch sales fell last quarter to 3.43 million units compared to 4.45 million for the same period last year. Software sales fell to 41.4 million compared to 45.3 million year over year. Profits are 101.6 billion yen, approximately $735 million, which are short of expected. Nintendo claims the chip shortage contributed to falling Switch sales, the same issue Sony reported. Nintendo's first-party game sales increased in overall percentage, showing it was the second-best first-party sell-through since Q1 2021, when Animal Crossing New Horizons hit stores. Microsoft told New Zealand regulators Activision Blizzard doesn't make any must-have games to address concern over the proposed $68.7 billion acquisition of the company, which publishes Call of Duty. According to Rock Paper Shotgun, New Zealand's Commerce Commission started questioning the deal 7 weeks ago, and a Microsoft spokesperson also said Activision Blizzard's games are nothing unique. The company said this language is a legal term of art, and we love every one of their games. Porsche launched two joint ventures with Ponoc Investment BC, a Dutch company, both targeting the electric bike market. Porsche e-bike performance will develop components like motors and batteries, and P2 e-bike will manufacture the Porsche-branded e-bikes for consumers, planning to launch in a few years. Porsche previously debuted two electric bikes in 2021, though those were manufactured by Japanese bike company Shimano. Match Group, makers of Tinder, is canceling plans to offer in-app Tinder coins currency and also scaling back Tinder's metaverse plans. Tinder CEO Renata Nyborg is also leaving the position after stepping up last September. Match Group CEO Bernard Kim will now fill the role. The parent company's purchase of HyperConnect, a video AI and AR company, contributed to a $10 million operating loss the second quarter this year, down from $210 million in the same quarter the year before. And in more Google Stadia news, 9to5 Google confirmed the Stadia Room has been removed from the company's New York retail store, which is Google's first retail store for in-person purchases, advice, demos, and repairs. The Stadia Room was replaced by a new Pixel Buds Pro experience. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.